The Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey.
And here we are, live from the studio, sponsored by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. It's J-Rod and Mickey, The Morning Gas. Good morning. How was your weekend?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah?
It was pretty good, I guess. I don't know.
Wasn't fast. Bad, wasn't good.
Fast.
Yeah, it was always fast.
How was yours?
Pretty good. Got to go by TAC Manufacturing on Saturday. They had that car show. It's always really cool. I don't know what the... They just know what they're doing out there. They love it. They love it.
A car show at a car place.
Yeah, they manufacture stuff there.
The trophies. Did you see those?
I did not see the trophies.
Oh, darn.
I was looking, but I didn't see that. And I don't like to bother people and whatnot. And, you know.
I can't believe they didn't have them on display.
They might have. I don't know.
Oh, you just
it's
didn't
one of those
see
things.
Them.
You know, there's so many things to look at out there, too. I like that one. There's cars there I've never seen anywhere else. Like, even in the downtown. Cruising, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Was there an older couple there that were driving like a sea green, combobulated looking vehicle?
I don't know. I don't know if I recall that.
I've seen them in a couple different car shows. That car was made here in Jackson.
Really?
Back when they were making cars everywhere.
That's fresh.
Here in Jackson, and it's one of those that looks like he designed it maybe in his garage, drew it when he was in kindergarten.
Right.
It's really actually a sharp, neat-looking car that's an attention-getter.
Really?
Like you said, you see so many cars out there that
are
different-looking compared to some of the other car shows that you go to.
They had a lot of cars there, and they always do, from manufacturers that aren't around no more.
Yeah.
And I love that. Like, I think it's like...
It's my favorite
like,
part.
Like, what is this? Like, this doesn't look like anything today or like...
Right.
Or even back then, right?
Yeah.
You know, it was even rare back then because it was such a small, probably, production.
My generation and above had cars that had character.
Yeah.
Personality. Now they all look the same.
Sure. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Doesn't matter make or model. They all look the same.
Right.
They're all black.
Or white.
Or maybe gray.
Yeah.
Because I think it's cheaper.
Sure.
Think about the cost of paint. You have a fancy paint job and then you cream a deer. Oh. Right? That's going to cost more because you got a fancy paint job, so... The amount of cars that are sold to rental fleets, too. They keep it simple with black, white, and gray.
I'm so sorry, but man, you mentioned a deer.
Yeah.
All I could think of was that deer we saw on Friday when we're driving back now.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's like, oh my gosh.
It was in town.
I just got triggered.
It was split open. The head was gone.
The head was gone. Not like it was like something like it got knocked off or anything. Like somebody did some work over there.
It was a smooth cut.
Right.
You're in town. You're going to chainsaw off a deer head. Like when I went back through that area later in the day to go downtown for the cruise in, it was gone, obviously.
Was it? Oh, I bet. That was gruesome.
I'd still rather see that though because it was an adult deer.
Yeah.
There's fawns bouncing around out right now, and I did see one of those. And that one, just those are the ones that
crush and kill.
Oh, yeah.
Poor baby. Yeah, the cars.
You saw some fresh stuff, I'm sure.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Your Jeep from the last 20 years with ducks on the dash.
Yeah.
Even though you added some things aftermarket, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, you can park it there all day, but it's not the same as all the other cars.
Yeah, everybody still has
that are like 30, 50 years old and have character for those reasons. Jeeps are not part of a car show.
And that's why they have like Jeep clubs and such. Like, go do that. That's fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was somebody saving a spot, so I was really curious. Well, there was a lot of that happening, but even though it's not supposed to. America. I thought, man, that's probably going to be a really cool car pull in there.
Like my dad has a Jeep. It's an 83 CJ7 or something like that.
I would want to see that.
Right. That's
but
fresh.
Not a Jeep from the last 5-10 years that's
right,
got some flames on the side or whatever.
Like, you see them all the time.
Right, in Meyer.
And like 80 ducks on the windshield, the dashboard.
What's your favorite part of your job? What's the part of the job that keeps you there that you love? That's our Facebook question this morning. We'll talk about all the interesting jobs that are out there and what people take away from them. There was a restaurant in the town where I live, and they hosted a radio remote recently.
Oh, okay.
I think for a ticket giveaway for a concert or something. And I thought it was tickets for each remote stop, but it was... One pair of tickets with several remote stops. But somebody who stopped in specifically to sign up to win them at the restaurant where I live, where I used to work, they won. Like, out of all the county stops, they ended up winning. And, of course, the restaurant was tickled. The couple was tickled. Sure. And now they feel like the restaurant's got new forever friends, you know, because they had never been to the restaurant before. So they totally are, like, bonding. I was like, this is the magic of radio.
Right.
That's what I love about it. And I get so perturbed at people who say, you know, it's dying or I haven't listened in a long time, especially the ones who say, I haven't listened in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you were doing a karaoke contest. Well, you should listen because we're still here.
Well, and we did it last year, too.
We're local.
Right. The connections that you can make with this business is crazy.
When I see it all, ding, 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 and it happens more than what people give it credit for, too.
Sure. We're your friends.
That's what I love about my job, is doing that. Hey, and congratulations to everybody who got the Grand River Brewery JacksonSavings.com gift certificates. They sold out over the weekend.
That's awesome.
And as more and more people get familiar with it, those things will sell out the morning of for the right place.
Sure.
You know, so.
Bone Island Grill coming up on the 23rd of July.
JacksonSavings.com. It's a new thing in Jackson. Another one of those great touch points for a radio station in the community.
We got your hookup.
768-4448 if you want to make that touch point with us this morning. Right. That's the phone number.
It's the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey waking you up on this Back to Work Monday. And here we are back at it with good times, man. Another exciting week of goodness. The holidays coming up. That's exciting, right? People get an extra day off and whatnot.
We got the 4th of July calendar at K1053.com with times for different communities.
It's not even fireworks. It's a bunch of stuff. But the fire's what we come for.
Yeah. Maybe it's a car show. Maybe it's a parade. Maybe it's some sort of festival or
something. Some kind of celebratory activity. You never know. Plus, it's 250. People are going all out.
I'm going to see the Guess Who July 3rd. They're the band that had the song American Woman.
Right.
Which is really going to be fun to see that song on the 4th of July, even though it's a... it's a detrimental song about American women. It's not like, hey, pride, America. Woo, American woman. That's going to be really fun for me, but I'm concerned about the weather.
Because of the heat?
Yeah, not so much for me and my friend that's going, but...
stay hydrated.
Those gentlemen are in their late 70s.
Oh.
Maybe even 80.
Hopefully they're staying real hydrated. Maybe they got those fans with the shoots the mist.
I hope so.
Maybe they probably can't have that around that equipment either, though.
I've seen bands pull up dry ice and put on stages like that. Harry Styles, and why I bring that up is he's doing a residency at Wembley. And right now that country is under severe heat alert days, whatever.
Really?
They've been having a heat wave for about 10 days now. And it's different for them because they're a little farther north than what we're accustomed to. They do not have air conditioning in Europe like we have here.
Oh, yeah. The electrical grid and everything over there is way different than it is over here.
And I follow a British memes page, so I'm seeing some input from folks there. And they said, you know, our little apartments, our little abodes in England were actually built to keep the damp out and keep the heat in.
Ooh.
And one guy was talking about having a south-facing apartment with no trees and having an apartment that's built to keep the heat in.
Oh.
It's really gnarly over there.
And they were coming over here for the World Cup and whatnot, too. And they were like, man, how do you guys live in this heat? Like, what are you talking about?
There's air conditioning everywhere.
Right.
Ranch and air conditioning. America.
America.
Five common AC mistakes can send your summer energy bills soaring.
Right.
First off, shout out to everybody who has AC. There's still people who don't. I mean, I got one in my window, but the first couple summers I lived in the house, I didn't have any air conditioning.
Sure.
Poor thermostat management. Knowing how to use your thermostat properly is essential for keeping your home cool. Hey, thanks. This just in.
Yeah.
One of the biggest drivers behind bigger household bills is setting your AC too low. During hot weather, your AC uses a lot of energy to keep your home cool. Yeah. Thanks. This just in.
When it works hard, though, man, it can be bad. And it can just go out on you, man, because it's going to work hard this week.
Increase the thermostat temperature during the warmer hours of the day so you're not forcing the HVAC system to work constantly to meet extreme needs.
Right. We keep ours at a like 73, 74.
Yeah.
And then the shades, man, our goal is to not let that thing click on.
Right away, you got to close up the windows, mm-hmm. the window coverings before the sun starts to come up. And
right now, I mean, have those windows open and the fans going, blowing. You know what I'm saying? Do it right now. Well, I don't know where the temp is right now. But
this humidity really creeped in since from when I got here and ran to get my Slim Jim at the gas station, Kelly Express. Well,
it's too late now, yeah, but I mean, earlier this morning.
I went ahead and turned the air on yesterday. I thought it was going to get a little warm, and I might as well get ahead of it instead of turning it on in the thick of it and mm-hmm. making it work hard that way. The air filter, yeah. If you have an HVAC system.
You better change that.
Tina will be mad at you.
Yeah. Pay attention to
that. Leaving windows open while the ARC runs. The air runs. Who's the moron?
Right. Give me a break.
Keeping blinds and curtains open during the day. That's a big mistake, like we just mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Keep the curtains closed. The blinds, I set them so they are closed.
A little bit of light coming
but
in.
But up.
Yeah.
So any light that does come in automatically is filtered towards the ceiling.
We have that picture window in the front of our house, and it's like, oh, man, if you don't do that, man,
we're baking. You're turning your house into an easy bake oven.
Mm-hmm.
Using fans improperly. Setting up a fan in the room where you spend most of the time, of course, excellent way to reduce energy waste from your air conditioning system. But some people think that a fan will actually cool the space. At this point
you're
in the heat,
hot air.
This is just a way to try to control the cool air that's in your. So, I don't know. Good luck, as we mentioned, and we'll say again here in news headlines in a few.
Keep an eye on those pets, man.
Jada's got the free pass to the cooling centers.
Yeah, and Westwood Mall's pet friendly.
The pets. Don't take them for a ride in the car. I guess it's the humidity more that we're going to be dealing with this week. But if the sun is full out blazing, watch their little pads on the pavement.
I saw somebody at that TAC car show on Saturday. Their dog, it was like a golden doodle or something like that. And it had Aunt Crocs on.
Like, did it seem to enjoy him?
It was cool with like the front, and he was fine. He was doing his thing, but he was still kind of like in the back legs. It was funny to watch, but it was like, "Yo, good job, man! Keep your dog's patties." It wasn't too scorching on Saturday, but you know,
still, it's hot out there.
Get him used to that.
And remember, they can't sweat. The hours. That's what Linda likes about her job. What's the best thing about your job? Linda said the hours. She didn't say exactly what they were, but
hey. It's a win.
Maybe she's got one of those jobs that when your work's done, you can leave.
It's a win for Linda.
Let's see what else we got when it comes to the job. There's a dude who said he's a bus driver. Part of my job, he's getting some evil pleasure from his job.
Oh.
Best part of my job is when people at the bus stop are distracted with their phones. They don't stick their hand out because they're not paying attention. And then they miss the bus. Mm-hmm. Makes my day when I go past and realize that they have to wait for the next bus.
His name's Jim. I like
he
that.
He said his
dude.
Name's Panama.
Oh, Panama. I like him.
This probably is.
That's hilarious.
Another evil pleasure someone getting at work. I admit, I'm a teacher. As a teacher, I enjoy entering the zero for a kid who doesn't do jack squat in my class. When I enter the grade, the system automatically calls the cell phone of their parent. It's called an F call, and the kids hate it. LOL. The parent knows every assignment their kid doesn't turn in. It's glorious. Man, I'm glad I grew up when I grew up.
Right.
And not now.
Jeez. There's no chance of getting away with anything.
Let's see. I remember standing in my senior year, standing in the office. They were marking my name absent from class when I was standing there just...
Oh, my gosh.
Shooting the breeze with them.
That's awful.
It was a different time. All right, so Toy Story 5 is keeping its grips tight on the number one spot at the box office. According to Box Office Mojo, the fifth installment in the long-running Pixar series added another $70 million to its second weekend, following its $160 million debut. Anybody keeping track of stats of this stuff so far in 2026 will know that this movie is now in first place, and it's grossed close to $300 million. For a second, I thought I was going to see it this weekend. But
yeah, didn't happen. Didn't work out.
I got the day I needed, not the day I wanted, which is fine. Supergirl, its first weekend was part two. I'm sorry. I'm just going to make stuff up.
Go ahead.
Supergirl opened this weekend. It's in spot number two.
Okay.
Had a hard time taking off this week.
A lot of bad reviews.
$38 million. Even on those bad reviews, $38 million.
Yeah.
Obsession at number three. It's a horror sensation movie. It's made $230 so far, $230 million.
Wow.
Jackass number four. It opens this weekend. Best and last.
Yuck.
It's not the best. It was the stuff from the...
It was just, yeah, a compilation
that was
of,
cut from all the other right. movies.
How can you charge people for that?
Disclosure Day, that Steven Spielberg movie, is at fifth place. I still want to see Toy Story.
Yeah.
On the big screen. Let's see, Stick Season guy, Noah Kahan.
Oh, yeah. The Great Divide.
There is a lyric in his song, The View Between the Villages. That references a road there, past Alger Brook Road, in the lyrics. And because of that, fans are stealing that road sign.
Oh.
And the city has had to replace it multiple times.
That's not good.
And that's what he's saying. He's offered to pay for any of the replacement signs.
Oh.
I'm really sorry that you have to deal with this. Just don't steal the sign anymore, he says. Meanwhile, he's kicking off a big stadium tour. It's sold out. He's already played Rogers Stadium in Toronto. He's going to play Cincinnati on Wednesday at the Great American Ballpark.
Wow.
A night or two at Wrigley Field.
He's everywhere.
And they legit are like SO. I didn't even bother looking at second rate tickets because they're going to be expensive. Not that I plan on going or anything, but.
Yeah, now you're really not going.
Like, how often do you see a show declared sold out? Because, you know, we all know the secondary tickets are floating around out there. 67-year-old hung-up singer Madonna recently spoke with Graham Norton and Kylie Minogue because she chatted about an array of topics as she promoted her new album. And during the chat, they talked about Madonna memorably wearing a T-shirt with the 58-year-old Padam Padam singer's name written in rhinestones on it during the 2000 MTV Europe Music Awards. It said Kylie Minogue.
Oh.
She said, I was in my Western mode. I was rhinestoning everything, and I was trying to think of singers that I'm slightly in love with. And so naturally, I thought of Kylie, and I had a T-shirt made of her. Right. She had the T-shirt made. She's not sitting there bedazzling her own thing.
She's got assistants and whatnot. She has people for that.
Kylie then recalled her original response to Madonna's shirt. There was no warning. I didn't know what I did. Probably just stopped shy of fainting. It was amazing, said Kylie. And Madonna then told Kylie, I was actually a little bit jealous of you. When asked why, Madonna said, because she was so cute, and I think my ex-husband at the time had a crush on her, and I was like, I'll never be as beautiful as Kylie.
Oh, Lord.
You're right.
Well, you stop doing that stuff to your face.
Inside and outside. There,
right? It's like an alien.
Eva Green was hospitalized after sustaining an injury while filming the third season of Netflix Wednesday near Dublin. The actress is recovering well, with neither the nature of the injury nor... the full details disclosed about all that.
See, then why even say anything?
Yeah. She joined the Addams Family spinoff as Aunt Ophelia. Can't even tell you who Eva Green is.
Ophelia Bedelia.
Love Island USA contestant Alana Kaiser was removed from the villa June 25th after a surface video showed her rapping along to Roddy Ricch's 2019 song, The Box. Ugh. It's got a racial slur in it. Days later, Kaiser posted a TikTok response saying, I'm sorry to whoever has seen that video and has been offended by it. That word's just not my vocabulary anymore.
Anymore. Yikes.
Warner Brothers rejected reports that Jonah Hill's upcoming comedy, Cut Off, is unreleasable after its July 17th release date was removed. A rep for Hill said the film is not finished and remains in post-production. Another source said the movie, co-starring Kristen Wiig, completed filming in January, but the studio wanted more time before the release. A new date will be announced soon. What is going on with that?
It's going to be a flop.
Sounds when like it already think, is, right?
If they had the confidence, then it would be out, right?
Right.
I don't know.
Courtney Cox and Snow Patrol guitarist Johnny McDade have reportedly ended their relationship.
Who knew?
After more than 10 years together. A friend told the outlet the split was not an ugly one and that they had simply reached the point where they were living different lives. They met in 2013, engaged in 14, separated in 15, reconciled in 16, and here we go. Right.
News at 11.
This just in. Britney Spears' son, Sean and Jaden, made their first runway appearances in Paris for Paris Fashion Week last week.
Yeah.
Ventimiglia. Never heard of it. Ventimiglia.
Sounds like a mint.
The brothers were 2019. They walked together in the show, marking a rare joint public appearance. The brothers moved to Hawaii with their father in 23. Yeah, we know all about all that stuff.
The check stopped coming, so they moved back in with their mom.
How I know that I'm totally out of the loop about tags and labels. I mean, I know the extreme luxurious brands,
sure,
because
the
they've been around for decades. But I watched one of my favorite YouTubers.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you just said
that. Okay, I just have one favorite YouTuber.
Okay.
But the whole episode was about going to the Hong Kong market where they knowingly sell knockoffs and fakes.
Oh yeah.
And put together a neat little outfit. And more than half the stuff that they were talking about, name brand labels and stuff, no clue. Had no idea that they were things that exist out there. And wow. I thought, okay, I'm that older, mature person now. And
right.
I mean, I used to believe a little bit in name brand stuff, not so much just because it was the thing to have, because at one time it actually
was quality.
Yeah. Exactly.
It would last.
And I say that because I have a cousin who thought I was just all about names and labels and stuff.
No, I want my stuff to last. I want it to be around if I'm going to spend money on it.
Right, but that's not a thing anymore,
no.
So you don't have to worry about it.
To celebrate those June 29th birthdays with Jack 60 and our K-Club VIP members, Misty Toll, happy birthday. Jacqueline Franklin, happy birthday to you. Christy Putnam is celebrating along with Molly Smith and Lisa Du Bois. Happy birthday to Christy Putnam again. She got me. You got me, dang it. Shauna Jerry, happy birthday. Kayla Brindle is celebrating along with Sue Vogt and Jamie Sherwood. Vicky Stevens, happy birthday. Samantha Strother and Caden Sherwood, happy birthday. Gloria Groves, happy birthday to you. And those are our K-Club VIP members celebrating today. What about celebrities and dignitaries on this June 29th? Who's celebrating?
Camila Mendez is Tila in the new Masters of the Universe movie, and she's 32. Excuse me. Colin Jost is 44. And Katherine Jenkins, I don't know, she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. She was a dancer. Maybe.
Welsh singer who finished second on Dancing with the Stars. She lost to wide receiver Donald Driver.
Oh.
A bit of a stretch this morning. She's 46. Nicole Scherzinger is 48.
Pussycat Dolls reunion.
Not happening. Don't you know? Maria Conchita Alonso.
That's a fresh name.
She was a detective in Predator 2. She was...
With Danny Glover?
Maybe. Never saw it. She's 71, so probably. And Arnold Schwarzenegger's Latina lover and The Running Man. Colin Hay from Men at Work is 73. And Dan Dierdorf.
Oh, the football player.
77.
Commentator.
Now he calls Michigan Wolverine games. Fred Gandy, who's Gopher on the Love Boat. 78. Gary Busey is 82. How are we not prepared for that?
Right.
Gary Busey is 82.
Buttered sausage. I want to talk about buttered sausage.
Is it hot buttered sausage or just buttered sausage?
I think it might be hot.
Hot buttered sausage.
I hope it'd be hot.
On this weather alert day.
Hot chilly day.
Right. St. Peter the Apostle, the first bishop of the Catholic Church, was crucified by the Roman Emperor Nero. St. Paul was beheaded. It was on this day in 68 A.D. Back around the clock, Bill Haley in the comments. And the comments. Bill Haley in the comments.
Is that what it says?
No.
Oh.
That's just what my mouth said. Oh. Bill Haley in the comments went to number one, stayed there for 7 weeks. Is that like the first rock song to chart or something like
Sounds
that?
Sounds like it.
Elvis appeared on Steve Allen's variety show. He was dressed in a tux and he sang Hound Dog while he sat on a stool. That was probably after they started
to... Don't be moving those hips, boy.
Right. Inappropriate. Makes me feel weird things. Don't do it.
Like climbing the rope in gym class.
Keith Richards was found guilty of allowing his property to be used for smoke and reefer in 1967. He was fined and sentenced to 1 year in prison.
Jeez.
Mick Jagger was found guilty of possessing pep pills that same day, sentenced to 3 months in prison. But because they were rich white rock stars, the sentences were suspended on appeal.
Yeah.
Jane Mansfield was killed on this day. 1967, she was 34. The car she was riding in slammed into the back of a semi-tractor trailer. Her daughter and two sons were in the back seat. They escaped the crash with only minor injuries. That's right. Olivia Benson was in the back seat.
That's right. Mariska Hargitay. And she almost wasn't found.
She was three. Has no memory of it.
Thank goodness. Her brothers were paying attention.
Yeah, because they were going to haul that car off or something. Right. Like, where's my little sister?
Right.
She's sleeping in the back.
How many people were in this vehicle? You didn't check thoroughly?
Back in the vehicles were huge back in the day. You could have a whole clown car inside of a 57 Chevy and still have plenty of room. I remember watching Mariska Hargitay's documentary about her mom.
Yeah.
I would say the whole part about her being decapitated was a urban legend.
Yeah.
But I don't remember.
Just to think
another celebrity death on this day. Bob Crane from Hogan's Heroes in 78 bludgeoned to death. He was in a hotel room with strangers and a camera tripod. Do you not know about...
That's a recipe for disaster.
He had a secret life. He had an interesting, weird secret life. The second Conan the Destroyer movie was released on this day in 1984. Grace Jones was Zula.
Man.
Wilt Chamberlain was Bambata. Andre the Giant was Dagoth.
Ah.
Cannonball Run 2. Really? That was released on this day. 1990, a major league record was set when two no-hitters were pitched in the same night by two different pitchers in two different leagues. Dave Stewart with the A's and the Dodgers' Fernando Valenzuela. George Harrison announced he'd been receiving radiation treatment on this day in 1998. He had throat cancer. He was a chain smoker.
Yeah.
For some reason, Sting and his band lost simultaneous chess matches against World Chess Grand Champion Garry Kasparov.
Well, yeah, world famous grand champion.
His band, the Police, his other band?
Yeah, it must be.
Why were they playing chess?
Right.
It's weird.
Sting's weird.
Yeah, totally. All right, let's see.
Not even like a fun weird, like rock stars, you know what I mean? Sometimes there's a fun weird, not even fun.
Or even a nerd weird is kind of
right.
fun. He's all the weird nerd things that aren't weird, nerdy, cool things. I don't know.
Not cool.
Whatever. Feast of Saints Peter and Paul today. Hug Holiday.
Hug Holiday.
Feel like hugging somebody? National Almond Butter Crunch Day. Camera Day. Darts Day. Waffle Iron Day. Take My Children to Work Day. World Scleroderma Day. Something weird with skin, I'm guessing. Derma's in there.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Guy Day today, too.
Guy
Day? I don't know if
that's
for all the guys or just guys named Guy. But today's Guy Day.
We know two guys.
Who do we know?
The Kennedys. From Polly's.
Oh, my gosh. How can I forget that? I feel horrible. That's
horrible.
True.
It's all good. Episode 610, J-Rod and Mickey live from the studio sponsored by the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. The Morning Gas brought to you by Kelly Express Smart. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hello, lady.
4th of July weekend coming up.
That's right.
Just a reminder, if you've won a prize from us, our business office will be closed on Friday for the holiday.
Right.
I think that's probably the federal holiday, too.
Yes, it is. Check that calendar. It's right on there.
This morning's Facebook question, what's the best thing about your job? A friend of mine, she makes voodoo dolls.
Oh my gosh, that's fresh.
Not necessarily a nefarious voodoo doll, but they're really neat looking. And she says she's actually been able to help people who are in sticky and sad situations. And I have a couple of her voodoo dolls and I just use them to look at and be cute. And now I'm wondering.
Do they have to resemble somebody that you know for them to work?
I think you can apply that with your hoodoo onto the voodoo.
Right.
The hours, working from home, working remotely. What's this working remotely I'm hearing so much about?
Right.
So let's see. Clocking out.
Ah.
When it's over. The kids I see every day put a smile on my face.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so nice. So maybe we'll talk some more about people's takes on their jobs and what they're getting out of those a little later this hour, including the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Oh, they commented.
They've got like a list of 50 rules.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough gig right there.
I don't want to compare it to the military, but you have to be dedicated and truly
you have to follow want to
be
step,
a
yeah.
bit of that legend and lore to follow what they've got going on.
Jeez.
Or not going on, I should say. Hey, I might have fixed my Facebook this weekend.
Yay!
So
with like the algorithms and
I
all
got
that,
tired. I was scrolling and I realized, number one, I saw about 7 ads in a row. Saw a bunch of pages that wanted me to follow them, none that I chose.
Right.
And they've been doing some things with the feed. Every once in a while, my notification buttons will be at the bottom of the page, not the top.
Yeah.
At least on the app. And then when I scooch over to the left a couple to bring up the friends feed.
Yeah.
It was just gone. All that was there was the list of people I may know.
Sure.
And friend requests I've been ignoring for years.
I don't want to see that if I'm not...
I want to see my friends' posts. So at that point, plus being tired of just all the news that's out there this weekend I didn't want to see.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I spent about 10, 15 minutes on my feed.
Yeah.
Every single thing that was not a friend post or a page or group post that I intentionally followed, I clicked not interested.
Good.
Not interested, not interested, not interested.
They're going to tell us how to live our lives on Facebook.
When it was an ad, then I'd say, I don't want to hide this ad. Hide this ad. Like I said, it took 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Every single thing. And the next thing I know, I was seeing friends posts.
Cool.
I'm seeing posts from groups that I followed years ago that I haven't seen posts from. Every once in a while, they're popping up an ad and I just say, hide it. I've cleaned up my algorithm and everything that's in it right now is stuff that I purposely want to see.
It's just too bad that, because, I mean, it's not that it's like a big deal or whatever, but in a way, it's like it's tedious. The things you had to go and like do that extra step to say, no, I don't want to see this or take this away, you know, whatever. Like, come
on. It's totally worth it.
Right. It is worth it. But
a handful of minutes that it took to do that.
I think it's dumb that you had to do it, though, you know?
I thought the next day it would repopulate. It still seems to be the feed I want to see, not the feed that they're trying to feed me. So if you're interested in trying that out, it's not one of those copy and paste Facebook scams. Like, I really did it.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Follow Mickey for more tips.
A couple friends say they've been doing it, and it worked for them as well. So just put that out there.
Tips and tricks from Mickey. I love it.
But now, on the other hand, I am not seeing, like, some new stuff.
Oh. That's okay, though. You like
There's got to be
stuff.
A happy medium.
Right.
But now it's like, okay, you don't want to see anything new? All right. We're not going to... So, anyway.
Playing the games.
Imagine if you were recreating yourself in a video game.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And you're given the option of boosting one aspect of your life. Hypothetical online survey asked around 4,000 people, what percentage-based bonus would you rather choose? And what they offered was 10% happier.
Oh.
20% luckier, 30% age 30% slower, become 40% prettier or hotter.
Oh, geez.
Get paid 50% more money for your job.
Heck yeah.
You become 60% better at any sport.
Oh,
now,
wow.
For the folks who are picking up pickleball, I bet they would choose that one.
Right.
There is a level of competitiveness with those people.
It's almost scary. It's almost bloodletting.
Yeah.
Right?
People are getting hurt.
People are getting kicked in the face.
My uncle, who just turned 71, purposely goes out to the pickleball courts when he knows that the 40-somes are there, the late 30s, early, and tries to, and he's like, I can compete. But then his chiropractor said, look, your brain thinks that you're 37 years old, but your knees are still 72 years old.
Right.
Your back is still 72 years old. All right, so these are the results. As you can imagine, the number one answer was, duh, get paid 50% more money at your job.
I like that.
But only 37% of people said that.
Wow. Would they want to be hotter?
23% said they'd want to be luckier.
See, I like that one, too.
That was kind of good.
Yeah.
17% would want to be 40% prettier or hotter. 15% would want to age slower, and 5% would want to be happier.
Huh.
I don't know what they got going on in their life, but if I made 50% more money at my job, right? That would really stack up some check marks in that category.
Right. Takes care of a couple of categories
there.
They
say money doesn't make you... There's a... Talk about fine lines. Money doesn't make you happier. No, it can.
Sure. A lot of it is on you, though.
If
you know.
Struggled most of your life, that happiness... I mean, you can still choose to be happy even if you're struggling, and I choose, I guess, maybe to do that a lot, but... It would be easier to choose to be happier if you weren't struggling, if you weren't struggling.
If you weren't stressed.
The founder of a tech company, Peter Diamandis, he's making waves for how he thinks we're going to deal with privacy concerns in the future because he said, humans behave better when they're being watched.
Mm, they do.
They do.
Yeah.
In a recent post, he predicted a future where cameras, drones, satellites, smartphones, and self-driving cars create what he calls a global sensor ecosystem, and it will make it nearly impossible for anyone to hide. He says future generations should assume that there's no such thing as off the record, and he believes the best privacy strategy is simply living with integrity.
There you go.
Obviously, there's some pushback. People are saying it's not about the technology, but who controls all that data? Who's watching? Who gets to say you're doing bad? Plus, who decides right there? I added that on my own, right. And that was the next question.
You could write these.
What's considered good behavior? He's got a point.
Sure.
But on the other hand, even though we're in this newly forming civilization, there's cameras already almost everywhere, and people are still doing...
They don't care.
...butthole things. Yeah. Because...
They just don't have...
They don't know that they're being watched, or they just...
They don't care. I do what I want. You're not going to tell me. There's people I've seen on videos getting pulled over, and they're like, telling them, I'm not doing nothing. You're not, you know, you're not going to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They're the law.
I do think about that lady that just got busted for dipping over the waste paper basket.
Oh, what a
the trash can, so to speak, in New York City that was decorated with New York Knicks colors. She was smiling and laughing the whole time.
Yeah, she was having a blast.
Every picture of every passerby that took it, I've seen several different angles. I bet I want to talk to her today. Now that you've lost your job.
Right.
And the whole world knows you're a jerk.
What do you
do? Would you change that decision?
What are you going to do with that trash can now? You live in it? Idiot.
Exactly. News headlines coming up. And what do I got lined? Oh, we're going to try to play an online game of what am I kind of thing.
What am I?
Where the questions are hidden so I can't see them either. And we're going to try to play this.
Oh, wow.
Together. We'll see how that works.
That's awesome.
Coming up on K105.3.
610 in the or 610 episode 610. It's actually 7:40 a.m. Good morning,
up,
Steve.
Dumb. All right. What are my riddles? We're going to try to answer some questions.
Ooh,
this
riddles.
Morning. And I think I can get in on this because they've got the answer hidden.
So you can play too.
Right. If you have me, you want to share me. If you share me, you haven't got me. It says it's a secret.
Oh.
So that's setting the pace for you, how these are going to go.
It's just a secret. That's the name of it.
That's what it is. If you have me, if you have a secret, you want to share it.
Sure.
But as soon as you do, it's not a secret anymore.
Nope. Spent.
Some people say having more of it causes more problems. People make me, save me, change me, raise me. What am I?
Money. Right?
People make me, save me, change me. Raise me is the one that throws me off.
Yeah, the raise me does sound different, but the rest of it makes sense as far as if money was the answer.
Yeah, money's it is money.
Oh.
Oh, probably like charity and stuff.
Ah, there you go. Good job.
Oh, come on. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Oh, give me a break.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not the question. Oh, I just looked at the answer.
It's not SpongeBob?
I'm full of holes, but I can still hold water. What am I?
Oh, it's a sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tall when I'm young. I'm short when I'm old. What am I? See, I took away the pop-up ad, and that was covering the answers for me. I know!
Dang you, pop-up ads. It's like we don't even want to look at you, and you're ruining our game by being
I wonder
there.
If I refresh it, if it'll give me a pop-up. Do you know what the answer to that one was?
No.
A pencil.
Oh.
Here's the pop-up ad. Thanks. Ugh, stop! The more you take away, the more I become. What am I?
The more you take away, the more I become.
That one's a hard one.
It does. It does.
It's a hole.
A hole. Ah. Jeez, that's a good one, though.
Stop. See, now they're ones.
Now they're letting you see
it. Yeah. I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I?
I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. Oh.
See, that one I think is really tricky because what if they don't have a beard? They're talking about barbers.
Oh.
What if your barber don't have a beard?
Right. My barber doesn't have a beard. She's not even a barber.
I bet she got
chin stylist. Hairs. Oh, she doesn't. And if she does, I don't care.
Well, right. I mean, a certain age, I think all women do. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body. But I've become alive with the wind. What am I? That one's dumb. It's an echo.
Oh.
I can be cracked. I can be made. I can be told. I can be played. What am I?
I can be cracked. I can be made. I can be told. I can be played.
Yeah.
An egg. I don't know.
Joke.
Oh, a joke.
Yeah. I have no feet, no hands, no wings, but I climb to the sky. What am I?
Oh. No feet, no wings, but I climb to the sky.
The ad went away.
It's a ladder?
Smoke.
Smoke.
But that's a good question. That's a good answer. You can touch me, you can break me, and you should win me if you want to be mine. What am I? What am I? You can touch me, you can break me, and you should win me if you want to be mine.
A heart?
Yeah, good job. Yeah. I have a spine but no bones. What am I? A jellyfish?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
A book.
A book.
Oh, come on.
That's good, though.
I have branches, yet I have no leaves, no trunk, no fruit.
A bank.
Yeah.
Right?
It totally is. I have hands that move, but I can't clap.
I have hands that move, but I don't clap.
A clock.
Oh, geez. Louise.
I've had fits in the tantrums.
Yeah.
Stuck in my head all weekend. That song about hand claps.
Oh, can I get a hand clap?
Every night. That's like the whole, there's three things in that song.
Right.
I have one small eye, but I can't see a thing. What am I?
Oh, man. I'm going to be like, oh, man, I can't believe it's that, but I knew it was. I can't see. I have an eye. A hurricane?
Oh, that's a great answer.
Right? It's wrong.
A needle.
A needle.
I may have eyes, but I can't see. What am I?
A potato.
Yes. I am bought by the yard, but worn by the foot. What am I?
Fruit by the foot.
That's so good.
Dumb.
Carpeting.
Oh.
I have a neck, but no head. What am I?
I have a neck, but no head. A bottle?
Yes.
All right.
You're really good at that. Nice job.
See, I get lucky every once in a while.
We got our crime roundup here in just a few. It's a little bit different kinds of stories, too. How many times did somebody go to the bathroom in the pool? Yeah, get that ready.
It's disgusting.
It's actually Baby Ruth. A 19-year-old man from the UK has admittedly deliberately defecated in a community pool 18 times since like April.
What a jerk.
I'm sorry, February.
This wrecked everybody's life.
When they open in pools and Wales. That's where it is. Wales. The incident at Newcastle Emlyn Swimming Pool occurred between February 2nd and May 21st, forcing repeated closures for cleaning and safety procedures.
That's disgusting.
Staff reviewed hours of closed-circuit TV footage to identify the subject, who fully admitted the offenses after being interviewed by the police. The charity-run pool reported significant financial losses from refunds. Wow, he's literally crapping on people's stuff.
He's crapping on their day, too. They just want to go cool off or enjoy their lives for a little bit of the day, and he's in there pooping everywhere.
Refunds, lost bookings, record reduced attendance. Our funds have been depleted.
What makes somebody wake up in the morning and be like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to crap in this pool.
I'm having a crappy life.
18 days in a row or however many times he's done it.
And I'm just going to go... Therefore,
I'm gonna crap on everybody else's day.
You know, that actually happens a lot. Mm-hmm. What is it about our human nature? I mean, some people seem to be better in control of it than others. I'm working on it.
I'm miserable. I want them to be miserable
too.
Yeah, get out of here.
Not necessarily in that same vein, but I was really impressed by my landlord over the weekend. He needed to put in a new faucet for the shower and that, you know, plumbing. Anybody done a plumbing project in your house? Anybody ever do a plumbing project in your house and not lose your crap? Not even for a split second?
Oh, yeah.
Like something got cut wrong based on measurements from the instructions. Wasn't even his fault. He's like, well, I got to go fix this now.
Jeez.
It wasn't
he
like,
was awesome.
No!
Right. I need to break something.
Or just swear really loudly for a minute. None of that.
Wow.
So aspiring.
I don't even know your landlords, but I like them.
They're really great people. So I guarantee they're not crapping in pools around the area. Look, they're so great that this morning he needs to finish that project. And I have no problem not being there.
Sure.
While he's doing it. They
trust
don't even,
him.
They don't even have a key to the house. That's how, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not trying to be all up in your business and whatnot too, yeah.
A Florida man shoplifting spree They're still getting plenty of laughs online after he hid big parts of beef in his pants.
Yuck. What are you going to do with that beef?
Ribeyes, large brisket. Man, you get a brisket, that's...
How do you pull that off?
Pounds, right. Man.
Is that a brisket in your pants?
It can't fit all in his pants.
Right.
Hey, you working on your abs since you got here? So anyway, according to reports, he left the store with beef tucked deep down inside. And then he shoved a bottle of wine in his pants, too. Not a box of wine, like you pointed out.
And when they catch him, too, it's like, what are they going to do with that meat? You know, they can't give it to... They can't put it back out there to sell again. It was down this guy's gross pants.
I know. Even with that, the way brisket is normally packaged with heavy-duty, like, vacuum-sealed right. package, I still don't want it.
I don't want nothing in it.
It's on that dude's pants.
It's tainted meat.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's that song, Tainted Love?
Tainted Love.
Tainted meat. Employees chased him down. They were able to get everything back. The shoplifter got away before the cops could arrive.
Jeez.
I don't... What are you going to do with all that beef down right. somebody's pants?
It gets thrown out, right?
I mean, if you're that store, do you, like, pass it on to an unknowing? It's still safe. It's clean.
Yeah,
do you pass it on to somebody that...
Well, even, like, you know, like, at restaurants, like, if someone, like, serves you, like, a butter package that's, like, completely sealed up and everything, once they serve it to you, they can't reserve that. They gotta throw it out.
They can't take it off the plate.
Right.
If you didn't open it right. and put it back into the pile of butters.
Right.
Pile of butters.
Pile of butter.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Down your pants. That's still really a feat,
yeah,
considering how big a cut of brisket is. And I don't see anybody cutting them in half like they used to. You gotta buy the whole thing now. Or just shove it. Was it the front of the pants? Back of the pants? Would that make a difference?
Front of that nice pants. Back to work Monday, 8:06 in the a.m. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Summer kicking in and 4th of July week, man.
You gotta love that feeling, too. Like, there's something about this week already. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm feeling more hyped inside this week than I am for Christmas, it seems like. Right. Like, I feel like... We're the only ones that are, like, working and participating in the world, kind of.
Sure.
And the whole world is out there enjoying summer vacation.
In anticipation.
That's
is
what
high,
it feels
yeah.
like to me.
But there's something in that. I don't know what it is.
Just looking forward, I guess, yeah. to the celebrations this year. And I'm hoping that, regardless of what side of the coin you are on right now about stuff, that we are in America and it's our 250th birthday.
Right.
And I might not always... be like, yeah, but I am. About
sure.
my, the Star Spangled Banner still makes me cry.
It's almost like anything is possible still, you know, when you get weeks like this.
Sure, I bought a lottery ticket today.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, we got a full moon tonight. It's the strawberry moon. I noticed over the weekend, it actually woke me up. My blinds were pulled.
Yeah.
But it was so bright through the little hole where the strings of the blind.
I hate that little
was
hole.
Was bright in my eye.
What are the chances?
But I do love the moon, and it's full this week, so that's kind of cool.
All right.
I'm not feeling too crazy. Maybe that's why you're feeling crazy.
Oh.
Full moon makes people crazy.
I don't think I feel crazy, but...
Okay.
Right.
First responders, talk to them about full moons.
Oh,
first responders,
gosh.
Whether you believe that or not, they'll tell you some stories that might be pretty convincing for you. Speaking of jobs and stuff like that, we asked the question this morning, what's your favorite thing about your job? What do you actually love about it? Of course, several people are like, when I get to leave it. Folks work with kids and are getting some joy out of that. Teaching them things and putting smiles on their faces.
Right.
We're going to talk about the list of rules. The people who are Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders seem to be really, really happy. And they got some outrageous
right.
rules. And we're going to go down over those. And they still seem to like their job.
They're looking past all of it.
I mean, they're trying out for that job. Pick me. Pick me.
Right. Like, they're fighting.
You can't go to parties.
Oh, wow. Not even like a birthday party for like a kid?
If there's alcohol there.
Ah.
No.
So
we'll bust out that list in just a little bit. More random conversations
I guess
on the way.
I'll never be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Me neither.
Just because
things
of that.
I'll never have to worry about.
Right. Holiday week. Some of you guys are going to get Friday off. That's special. Some of you.
That's the federal holiday. Our offices are closed that day, so if you want a prize from us, you cannot pick it up on Friday the 3rd because the office folks aren't going to be here.
Nope.
This morning's question on our Facebook, what is the best thing about your job? Stacy said, I get to see my grandchildren every day.
Oh, Stacy, that's fresh.
Clocking out, Nikki said. Being able to work and make money and pay for vacation. Faye said, retiring. Working remotely. Somebody said, yeah, we mentioned that one before. Let's see, clocking out again.
That's a popular answer there.
When it's all over, for sure. All right, so that was the answers on the K page that shared the morning gas page.
Right.
Nobody's answered on the morning gas page. Oh, you got to answer
on
that.
Come on, guys.
I'm going to have to stop sharing that. Got to answer it on the K page. I'm sorry, the morning gas page.
Morning gas. Which follow us.
Had even more people start following us over the weekend, so we appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Speaking of jobs and what you like about them or what you don't like about them or what they do to you, people still like them. People are still trying to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, and they have an extensive list of rules.
Oh.
You have to look well-proportioned in dance wear.
Oh, Lord.
You must wear shades that complement your natural beauty when it comes to makeup.
Okay.
No glitter. Choose mattes for eyeshadows. Avoid a very glittery look. Dancers are told to avoid false eyelashes that are very solid or very long. Loud, bright cheek lip colors should be avoided. You shouldn't go overboard with your contour and highlighting. Avoid spray tans with orange tones. Absolutely no visible tattoos.
Oh.
We've learned this one long ago. Dating NFL players.
Oh, yeah.
It's strictly prohibited.
It's a no-no.
Can't frat with the players.
You don't want to poop where you eat.
No
anyways.
Dating. Shouldn't even be around the players. You have to maintain your weight, which, I mean, I get that. That's that job that you have to. Airline attendant? No. Dallas Cowboy cheerleader?
Yes.
I guess I can maybe understand that. Don't ever go out in jeans.
Good.
No chewing gum.
Yeah.
No gum, no candy.
I don't like jeans or gum.
You could see. Yeah. You totally could be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Right. I don't get too crazy with my contouring or any of that.
You need to be in full hair and makeup every day. You can't miss rehearsal. No pouting. You have to eat a proper diet. Eat vitamins. Drink 8 glasses of water a day.
Say your prayers. Eat your vitamins.
Don't eat after 6 p.m.
Oh, Lord. Don't get water on you.
If you can't appear, anywhere that alcohol is being served or attend parties. Wow. That is one of the original throwback rules from the 70s, and it is still in place today.
But don't they serve beer at the stadium?
But that's a controlled atmosphere for them, I guess, but good point. You have to give every living creature you meet a smile.
Aww.
Don't whine. Never be late. You must say yes, ma'am. You can't post provocative pictures on Insta.
Sure.
You can't bring strangers into a group setting. Wow, is
what?
It a cult?
Right?
Absolutely no dishing about the team on social media.
Sure.
They don't want your opinion.
Oh, no.
But women are still showing up in droves. And it's really interesting when you take that list of cowboy cheerleaders and what their professions are sometimes. Did I read one time? It was like a dermatologist or an anesthesiologist or something.
Highly educated.
Right. So there's that. Sucking in your stomach's bad for you. I wonder if that's on their list.
Yeah, don't do that.
They don't have stomachs.
They don't have to do that.
You have to suck in. I've always wondered, that's my next lifetime. That's going to be my number one. What's it like to not have a stomach?
Oh, I'm proud of mine.
When someone asks you to take a picture with them, how many of you just naturally suck in your stomach?
Yeah.
Experts say holding your stomach in can create a chain reaction throughout the body. It's also called ab gripping or hourglass syndrome. It especially is bad for women. It can host a lot of negative issues. It can cause back, hip, jaw, rib tension, pelvic floor issues, pain in your ribs and chest. I mean, if you're standing around all day sucking in your gut, getting your picture taken, how are these things going to, if you stand there for 10 seconds, suck your stomach in? How
10 seconds is
It's nothing.
That's nothing, but if you're doing it all day, but who's doing that? check out some of those pictures on the Morning Gas Facebook page. I never suck in my stomach. Never.
When I don't have a jawline, it's usually because I'm sucking in my stomach. Funflation is a thing, and I've started to... This is
Funflation?
Funflation is starting to broach my boundaries.
Oh, my gosh.
So the concert ticket that last summer was like $55, $70, yeah. I noticed is now $70, $90, $110.
Not cool, man.
The latest example, the World Cup. One couple from Virginia say they spent, $10,000 to follow the tournament through Boston, Jersey, and Miami. $800 a ticket. That seems to be some of the cheaper ticket prices.
Jeez. Where are they sitting, too?
Parking that was $175, airfare, hotels, rental cars, food. Wow, that's double what they paid for a similar World Cup trip when they traveled to Brazil in 2014.
It's a different place, too. 2014 was a different time.
Right. But everything is.
Mm-hmm. Funflation.
Bucket list experiences carrying premium price tags, whether it's World Cup, Taylor Swift tickets, anything that's fun.
Right.
Now, you're paying out the nose for.
You're going to pay.
So, I mentioned my landlords. He mentioned to me that the house where they live's got two bathrooms that can be connected with a small construction project.
Oh.
They'll be able to connect, from what I could understand of his conversation. Two bathrooms, connect them, make one big bathroom.
Okay.
He said all the plumbing is in that area. There's very little that would have to be like blah, blah, blah.
Just like a wall or something.
Rerouted, clear around the wall, clear around the house. None of that. It's a project that he feels comfortable he could do himself. But they thought, well, let's get some bids on it just to see.
Sure. You can't do everything, right?
$100,000.
Oh, that's awful.
Part of me is suspect. Maybe they didn't really want to do the project, but if you'll pay me $100,000, I'll do it.
Right. You see that too. That happens.
I've seen a lot. My dad's eaves. One level. It's high. You need a ladder to get up.
To clean them out?
Up. Yeah.
How much?
$375.
What the heck? I'll do it for $20.
How this
you know what I'm saying? That doesn't take that long.
Sustainable. Can we bust it up and rebuild? I mean,
three and a half.
$375.
That's awful.
With a blower. You could take a blower up there.
They're not even
and
getting,
be done in 15 minutes.
They're not even getting dirty up there.
No.
It's not that bad. It doesn't take
it's
that much.
Just around the top roof. That's
it's
the
tedious. That's it.
It's not like there's several layers.
I can do my own. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not.
It would be like somebody telling you $375 for your eaves.
I would never.
Yeah.
No. Are you licensed and insured or something? Like, what the hell?
Stevie Nicks, Tim McGraw are reportedly set to perform at the wedding of
really?
The year this weekend. Wedding Palooza on Friday. That's what some insiders are calling it, I guess.
Wedding Palooza.
I mean, they're dropping a ton of cash just on a stage being built.
Right.
You know?
Madison
they got it,
Square
though.
Garden.
If anybody can do it, it's these two. It's going to be bigger than the Met Gala. So Stevie Nicks is supposed to be there. And
you mentioned being a little girl and like, I dream of a wedding one day where Stevie Nicks performs. That'd be awesome,
oh, yeah.
Right?
All those girls did. Heck yeah. Let's have Stevie Nicks as our best, as our matron of honor.
Right.
Maid of honor. So if you remember during the basketball playoffs, her and her crew there, Olivia Benson, Haim, I think Travis was there too, and they had these customized t-shirts, and some of them said... Stevie Nicks.
Right.
K-N-I-C.
And where were they?
Right.
Madison Square
and
Garden.
And we know how she rolls with her hints and her whatnot.
Her Easter eggs.
So what were the rest of those shirts now that we think about it?
I can't remember them offhand.
How much is the wedding palooza going to cost? A luxury wedding planner estimates over $20 million. Last year's national average for a wedding was $36,000 in America. The average cost in New York, $65,000. Taylor and Travis reportedly wanted their wedding in Rhode Island, but for security reasons and stuff was getting out about it.
Sure.
So that's probably the Madison Square Garden thing. Sure, her being a performer, but how they can lock that place down if they need to.
Nickelback?
What about that? Oh.
That was one of them.
Are they going to have Nickelback?
I don't know.
Chad Kroeger going to be in. Look at this photograph.
Yuck.
It's been pretty much accepted that the wedding's going down at MSG on Friday. But there are some new reports saying that guests still don't know exactly where it's going to be. Wouldn't that be interesting if they all showed up at Madison Square Garden and then they loaded them up on buses and like took them to some other place?
Still get fouled.
Some country music fans think that Kenny Chesney will be jetting to New York because he canceled his performances at the Sphere for July 3rd and 4th. Ooh. And it's not because of low ticket sales.
Right. He's a fan favorite. People pay anything to see him.
In sort of related news, multiple sources say Travis had a no-strings-attached mentality during the first few months of going out with Taylor. Sources say he was still dating other people before they went public.
Oh, Lord.
And he wasn't quick to respond to her messages. They also say that Taylor and Travis didn't become exclusive until September of 2023. Whatever, they're locked in now.
Right.
I mean, look at them.
Yeah. No, they're nice.
Yeah, they are. You know, and there was another wedding not too long ago that was $55 million wedding. But I don't ever see those people's names on record for donating to food distribution centers and stuff. Where these folks are always doing...
Oh, every town she visits.
Charity. Going
before
to
she leaves, yeah.
Visiting kids in a hospital, giving a ton of money to make sure everybody's
food
fed.
Food banks, yeah.
Stranger Things co-stars Millie Bobby Brown and David Harbour are going to reunite in a new Netflix spy thriller series. And again, which this was news to me, playing the father-daughter dynamic. Was that a spoiler alert from Stranger Things? Did you know that David Harbour was going to be her dad?
No.
I didn't know that either. Anyway, disgraced FBI agent turned security expert Matt Wolf, who Harbour is going to play, is drawn back into the world he left behind when his estranged daughter, played by Millie, now an FBI agent determined to follow in his footsteps, vanishes on a mission.
Oh, no.
Forcing him to call his best friend. What's his name? Gosh darn it. It'd be funny if I could think of that guy's name. I will find you.
Oh,
I will hunt
Liam
you.
Neeson?
Thank you.
He's in it?
No.
I just imagine.
He should be.
The part about this story that was very intriguing to me is that Jake Bon Jovi, of course, is Millie's husband.
Right.
And Millie's father, Robert, are going to be producers, executive producer. Her dad?
Weird.
Is that one of those deals where...
I need a paycheck. All right, just put your name here.
Well, that happens.
Right.
Like, Roseanne did it for her ex-husband. There's several situations like that where people got some money just because their loved one put their name in the credits.
It's part of their deal.
Do you remember when Rob Lowe was talking about doing a St. Elmo's Fire sequel? No. But apparently he was talking about it on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he said that actually a script for the follow-up is in the works.
Oh.
I'm trying to get it done. I'm excited. I think there's a reason that St. Elmo's continues to mean a lot to people because it's such a great snapshot of your 20s, of the 80s.
Sure. It was a different time.
It's not like
right?
it's this like solid, just awesome movie. It just captures so much of nostalgia. Everybody wants to do it. Even Judd Nelson.
What?
What?
You never hear nothing about that guy ever anymore.
Just that he doesn't want to be a part of anything of that anymore.
He's surly.
We just need to get the script right, and that's what we're working on. I'm kind of excited.
Oh, cool.
Are they going to bring in Sean Parr, still a man in motion? Are they going to redo that?
It's got to be the intro, right?
I would think so. And Michael J. Fox, the...
Family Ties reunion?
Close.
Okay.
Canada. He's been honored by his native Canada for his work in Hollywood and his years of advocacy for Parkinson's disease. They just gave him a star not too long ago on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
And now he's been promoted to the Companion of the Order of Canada, which is the country's highest civilian honor. He received the order in 2011. Why are we just now?
Right? Why are you telling us now? Spoiler alert.
What?
Come on.
Oh, okay. So there's the Order of Canada, and then there's the Companion of the Order
what does
of
that
Canada.
Mean?
It means break out your jean shirt and your jean pants.
We got Canadian dressed tuxedo.
We need to go to town. That's pretty interesting. They also gave Roger Damon Price the Order of Canada. He's the guy who wrote and produced. You can't do that on television.
Oh.
He's the guy who invented green slime.
Wow.
The show also launched the careers of Alanis Morissette and Bill Prady, who went on to co-create The Big Bang Theory. So I guess they all got honored this weekend. Big weekend in Canada, eh?
It's the Morning Gas with J-Rod and Mickey. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.